Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I don't know if you guys saw this story out of Butte. It was, I think, KTVH TV had this story. They did a drag queen story hour event in Butte featuring, you know, a man dressed up as a woman, a drag queen story hour targeting kids. And there was one family there, I think, from the video. It didn't look like there was hardly anybody there, but there was this one family. They had a son and a daughter there. And, man, you just feel bad for that little boy. You're like, that little boy does not want to be there, you know. And now it could be he doesn't want to be there anyway, whether it's a dude in a dress reading the book or anybody else reading the book to him. But man, it's just like, God, you see this poor little boy at the drag queen story hour, and just like he just does not want to have anything to do with that. But the parents brought him there and are subjecting him to it. So, yeah, that's a story out of Butte, Montana. Hey, speaking of this radical transgender agenda, Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson standing up once again. Attorney General Austin Knutson filing a lawsuit Tuesday against the Biden administration's radical new rule that will hold funding hostage if states and healthcare providers refuse to provide or pay for dangerous and experimental gender transition treatments for adults and children. This is now the 50th lawsuit that Attorney General Austin Knutson has filed against the Biden administration. Attorney General Austin Knutson saying, quote, "This is another attempt by the Biden administration to force the left's radical gender ideology on Americans. Healthcare providers should not be forced to perform dangerous and life-altering experimental procedures under the threat of losing the federal funding they rely on to keep their doors open. And the states should not be compelled to foot the bill for treatments that are leaving people, even children, with irreversible damage." Attorney General Austin Knutson added, quote, "Biden has once again overstepped his authority, and I will not stand by while he continues his assault on the Constitution and our Montana values." By the way, just another reminder for you that Democrat Senator John Tester is fully on board with this radical transgender agenda, with this radical transgender agenda targeting kids as well. In fact, I've got a story on our Montana Talks website right now featuring what Riley Gaines had to say earlier this week, right here on this program. She joined us in the 9 o'clock hour of this show. But Riley Gaines, the world-renowned champion athlete, called out Senator John Tester for voting against girls' sports and for voting to allow men into girls' locker rooms. Gaines, who gained national notoriety after she was forced to compete in the 2022 NCAA championship against a biological male, was at a rally in Whitefish, and Tulsi Gabbard was there as well. In fact, Tulsi Gabbard's going to be with us on this show later this hour of this show. But yeah, she called out Liberal Senator John Tester, adding, "How many girls will it take? How many girls have to lose out on opportunities or have to be exploited in locker rooms non-consensually or injured until they see this as a problem worth solving?"
I'm Eben Brown. Second Amendment rights are pretty absolute, as court decision after court decision seems to prove. Of course, if you find yourself convicted of a felony, you might lose that right to arm yourself. Former President Trump has long held an actual New York City concealed carry permit back from before the Supreme Court's Bruin ruling, when getting one meant proving to the NYPD you really had a pressing need, like you were a celebrity whose life was in imminent danger. Now the NYPD says they have to revoke that permit because as a convicted felon in New York State, the former president can't own guns, even though the felony was nonviolence. President Trump, however, lives mostly in Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis has already said he would direct the clemency board to at least ensure the former president's voting rights. The former president still has a Secret Service detail, and they're all armed. And those are your bullet points. I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the area today, temperatures will top off at around 80 in Bozeman to the mid-80s in the Billings area. For tonight, as skies remain mostly clear, temperatures head back down to the mid-40s in Bozeman to around 50 in Billings. And the outlook for Thursday does call for more sunshine with lower 80s for highs across the region. This is Weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
On Monday's Montana Talks, it was Riley Gaines while she was on the ground in Whitefish, Montana. Tuesday, we had debate highlights from the Montana Broadcasters Convention and the big Senate race debate between Navy SEAL Tim Sheehy and Liberal Senator John Tester. What are we going to have coming up on Wednesday? Well, why don't you tell us? Because Montana Talks is called Montana Talks for a reason. It's because it's the show where you get to be heard. It's the show where you get to talk and be heard all across Montana. Montana Talks, we take it statewide, 9 to 10.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, well, let's get to some good news here this morning here on Montana Talks. You know, a lot of our listeners, you're familiar with some incredible organizations all across the great state of Montana. These are organizations that are providing alternatives to abortion, providing alternatives to these Planned Parenthood abortion mills and what they're trying to do tragically to these young women. And so there are alternatives out there. There are pregnancy medical clinics or pregnancy care centers, however you want to refer to them, basically that are here to help young women in particular that may fall on a tough time and are wondering where to go and what to do. And the last thing you want to do is have them walk into one of these Planned Parenthood abortion mills and what they're going to try to force upon these young ladies, something they're going to have to carry for the rest of their life if they walk into a Planned Parenthood facility. One of these great pregnancy medical clinics is LaVie Health in Billings, Montana. In fact, great news. They just had a massive expansion. They had some very generous donors that stepped up to provide some support. So LaVie Health just had a big ceremony. Now they have expanded. They've moved to a new location in downtown Billings. And we've got Cindy Nordstog in the house with us right now to talk about it. Cindy, thanks for popping in.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
I saw a bunch of photos. Our producer Travis went to the opening yesterday. Ton of great folks there. It looks like a beautiful facility.
It is so beautiful. It was intentional. We wanted to build something that when our patients walked in, that they felt loved, supported, compassion, but really to feel that they're beautiful, that they can walk in and know that this is a safe place and it's truly been built for them.
And there's pregnancy medical clinics. I mean, Helena, I think Butte's got one as well. Bozeman has
Kalispell,
a big one.
Kalispell. Great Falls.
Yeah, so many of these great facilities doing just incredible work. Talk about the range of services that LaVie provides in particular.
You bet. So our main services obviously are for early intervention for early pregnancy, pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, STD, STI testing, sports physicals, which is something people are always surprised to hear that we do, prenatal education classes, and post-abortion support counseling.
Interesting. So counseling support as well. I want to highlight one of the things you just mentioned, which is sports physicals. Now, if you got kids playing sports physicals, you got to do them every year, right? And sometimes there can be quite the line if you go to, say a walk-in clinic or something like that. You guys, from what I've heard, are pretty efficient in getting young ladies in for their sports physicals. But I love the fact that you provide sports physicals, because what a great way to introduce these young ladies to LaVie and what you offer, because if they don't find themselves in a very tough position, they're going to have friends that are going to go through tough times. And, you know, these friends aren't going to necessarily go to their parents and talk about the tough time they're facing, but they might talk with their friends, and these young ladies can say, hey, I got a sports physical done at this place, La Vie, and let me tell you about everything else they do, and let me tell you how great these people are. So I love that you're doing that.
Yeah, we love it too. We've been doing it for over 10 years now, and we do about 300 to 400 sports physicals a year. And really, that's we want to be that place where, just like you said, kind of last minute, they cannot find a place to go. But we provide those all year for boys and for girls. So it's something that we're passionate about. We don't get to be in the schools. So this really is a way that we can support our youth. And we are seeing the fruit of it where people who've come through the clinic for sports physicals are coming back for other services.
This is a 2,000 square foot, basically, addition, right? What does that mean in terms of services that you can now provide? Because I know when you had your clinic on Broadwater, smaller location, so I'd imagine it got pretty crowded pretty quickly.
Very crowded. So the most exciting thing that we have going right now is we have two rooms where we can provide ultrasound. So we haven't had that before. And we really imagine that we're going to triple the amount of patients that we're seeing. But additionally, the expansion, the 2,000 square foot expansion, was for the community, where we can partner with like-minded organizations and have support groups. We can have classes, mentoring. Because really, if we don't start tackling some of the lifestyle situations that are going on that are leading people to think abortion might be their only answer, then we're really not tackling the abortion issue.
According to a press release here, La Vie purchased this new property in December 2022 with help from the Gianforte Family Foundation, as well as other community family foundations, private donors, faith-based partners, and the sale of their Broadwater clinic. And then a sizable estate gift from former La Vie board member Jan Kirk financed much of the renovations as well. So big thanks to all those folks in the community that are supporting organizations like yours, because it's pretty clear that there is a target on organizations like yours and these other pregnancy medical clinics across Montana. I mean, the radical left and Planned Parenthood want to shut you down. We've talked about the censorship from big tech. You know, the Hunter Biden laptop is not real, and they'd censor you if you tried to share information about the Hunter Biden laptop. Big tech has targeted pregnancy medical clinics like yours as well, right?
Absolutely. We see it all the time, especially with Google putting disclaimers or taking down our ads that we've paid for. We just finally, after 6 weeks of trying to change our address on Google, they finally approved us.
Finally got it done. Yeah. All right, hold that thought if you can. Cindy Nordstog, stay with us. We'll talk more right after the break.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
For all the media buildup, I don't know how Hunter Biden thought, even on the favorable turf of Delaware, he was going to get away with these gun charges. And of course, it took a jury only 3 hours to convict him. His defense made no sense at all. He's admitted being a drug addict. So this came down to on when he signed the gun purchase form. Was it the day of, the week of, 3 weeks before? The only real mystery here is why the president's son didn't plead guilty. Spare his father the personal and political anguish. President Biden, as Democrats are pointing out, said he accepts the verdict. He didn't attack the judge. There are certain parallels here in which both Donald Trump, and I'm not comparing the cases, and Hunter Biden think that they've been treated unfairly. Hunter's still facing a tax evasion charge. And meanwhile, the Trump campaign says this is a distraction from the real crimes of the Biden crime family, because that could potentially rope in the president. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
This is where Montana Talks at with Lane Nordlund.
The Senate Agriculture Committee leaders, including Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow and Ranking Member John Bozeman, have now offered outlines of the Farm Bill for consideration in the Senate. Joby Young is the Executive Vice President of the American Farm Bureau.
What we're seeing in the proposals that are coming out from all of our leaders on the Ag Committee that's important to us at Farm Bureau and certainly across the ag world is the broad recognition that the ag provisions of the Farm Bill do need some updates, like looking at our ag program and updating pieces of that to meet the economic changes we've seen over the last few years, the value of crop insurance and finding ways to improve it, expand crop insurance for some of the commonalities.
Bozeman and Stabenow's overviews do have key differences, though.
Some key differences that are going to define the debate going forward are primarily in places like the nutrition title and what the proposals are that the different leaders have. You know, another piece is what the conservation programs look like going forward. They've made a lot of progress in the last few months moving closer together on conservation, but there's still a little bit of pencil sharpening left to go to have some final agreement on that piece.
Young says the proposals are an important step, but more progress needs to be made.
Well, what we're hoping for is now that Chairwoman Stabenow and Ranking Member Bozeman both have proposals out there that are summaries, that we'll see bill text and we'll see a markup schedule, and they'll take what they put here in sort of outline format and memorialize it and formalize it into bill text so they can go and have a hearing and have a markup and pass the farm bill on the Senate side.
I'm Lane Northlund.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, here in just a couple of minutes, we'll open up the phone lines for you, anything and everything you want to talk about here on Montana Talks. And then later this hour, Tulsi Gabbard, former Democrat member of Congress, Iraq War veteran. She is in Montana to defend women's sports, and she's going to be standing alongside Navy SEAL veteran and Republican U.S. Senate candidate Tim Sheehy at a couple of rallies in the next 24 to 48 hours as well. So that'll be coming up here live in this 7 o'clock hour of the program. Cindy Nordstog with LaVie Health. They just had their big open house and basically kind of celebrating their grand opening of their new facility in downtown Billings. They're a pregnancy medical clinic like so many of these other great pregnancy medical clinics across Montana, providing alternatives to abortion. Cindy, I thought I'd keep you around for a few more minutes. Thanks for sticking around. And I thought, while I have you, let's talk about some of the big issues of the day as well. And in addition to celebrating this good news here, I know that, you know, we referenced this before the break, though, where you've got a target on your back, these pregnancy medical clinics. Google, big tech is suppressing your speech, not only suppressing your speech, but in places like California, they are compelling speech. They are trying to force you to promote abortion, which is just outrageous. And so looking ahead to the legislative session, we've got a bunch of legislators that are running for re-election or election in new districts this November. I really think they're going to have to look at some protections, additional protections we get on the books here in Montana to protect these pregnancy medical clinics, whether it's from big tech, compelled speech, you name it. Your thoughts?
Yes, definitely. It's there's a lot going on. And obviously with the ballot initiative that we have, that we're looking at and that we're trying to keep off of the ballot, I get questioned a lot, like, how does that impact us? What do we see in the future? We can't let that get on the ballot. It will wreck what we're doing. Honestly, it won't change what we're doing, except for they will have a pathway to suppress us more. I was on a conversation last week with a gal in Denver, and in Denver, because that same thing has happened there, they can't even do the abortion pill reversal. They have made so many things illegal for pregnancy medical clinics to be able to offer. And, you know, here, this is a big thing that we are able to provide for women who've taken the abortion pill, that we're able to be a liaison and support that effort in reversing that abortion. So
that's an interesting angle. So, yeah, this proposed CI 128. And again, we're encouraging people. Jeff Laslaffy with the Montana Family Foundation, our friend David Noble, I first heard this line from him, declined to sign when it comes to these ballot petitions because they're trying to get these things on the ballot with very deceptive language. And one of them, it would basically force rank choice voting, which is rank. And then this other, they want to put deceptive language on the ballot here in Montana that would basically allow for abortion on demand all the way up to the due date. So that is outrageous, but they're using deceptive language to try to sneak it through. But that's interesting where you've seen how in other states they've used similar type of language to not only push and promote abortion on demand, but to go against and to target pregnancy or abortion alternative pregnancy medical clinics like yours.
Absolutely. And it's not helping women. So the whole concept of women's rights, and we're here to support women, abortion is never good for women. We know it's not good for babies and children and families, but I would hope that more efforts could be happening where we could provide alternatives for women, that helping with childcare and housing and things that where women just feel fear. And so the hope is gone, and they feel fear, and abortion happens. So
I always hear people say, okay, well, I get it. You're against abortion, but what are you doing to actually help these women? Well, and I think, you know, going to the Gianforte Family Foundation here, I think they've proven that, hey, they're supporting organizations like LaVie and these other pregnancy medical clinics all across Montana. But on top of that, look at what Governor Gianforte has done. I mean, he's supported, you know, more programs to support adoption and things like that. So it's not just about preventing and stopping abortion, especially this crazy abortion on demand. It's also about supporting women and providing alternatives out there as well. And so that's what you're doing at LaVie. So congrats on this expansion, because it's important to have a good-looking facility, to have a sizable facility, so that there's legitimacy and credibility and these women feel comfortable walking into an organization like yours. So I know it means a lot to the community. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you.
Yeah, great to have you.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
And if people want to support you even more, how can they get a hold of you? Website to donate or whatever?
Yes, LaVieBillings.org is the best way. Yeah, and we'd love to welcome anybody for a private tour, so you can just call and ask for me.
All right. Well, sounds good. Cindy Nordstrom, great to see you.
Thank you.
Tell your husband hi. He's a great shooter. It's fun getting out there on the shooting range with him. I got to do that again here, by the way, one of these days.
That'd be great.
All right, back in 60 seconds after this Fox News update.
News. I'm Paul Stevens. Multiple illegal immigrants with alleged ties to ISIS arrested across three U.S. cities.
A federal source familiar with this case tells Fox News that eight nationals of Tajikistan with suspected ties to ISIS were all arrested by ICE and the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force in recent days in New York, Philly, and right here in Los Angeles.
Fox's Bill Malugin. President Biden due to attend the Group of Seven meeting this week in Italy with new sanctions on tap aimed at Russia as it continues its war with Ukraine.
These actions will follow through on several of the commitments that G7 leaders have made to date. The actions will target the entities and networks that are helping Russia procure what it needs for its war.
White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby in the latest reading on inflation showing consumer prices eased in May. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, real quick, you know, yesterday I was talking about the U.S. Senate race and the debate. We played some highlights from the debate between liberal Senator John Tester and Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. And I thought it was quite a contrast, of course, between, you know, John Tester, this Washington fat cat who's been living high on the hog while Montanans and Americans suffer from the inflation that he has caused. And so you contrast that this Washington fat cat who's been back there for nearly two decades with this fresh-faced Navy SEAL veteran who had a command presence and a command of the issues. Quite the contrast. But the one thing I thought was interesting, you know, I mentioned Paul Mushaben was saying, Aaron, what did we learn from the debate? And, you know, for those of us who followed the issues and followed the news, I don't know if there was anything new on that front that came up. But what I told Paul is I said, John Tester's age is really starting to show. I don't know if like what he was doing. He kept making these weird faces. He was yapping his jaw. And I wasn't trying to be crass or mean, but I was trying to make the point about how he just kept moving his mouth like awkwardly. And I remarked yesterday, I was like, it was like he had a bad set of dentures in his mouth. Like, what is he doing? Anyway, but here's the deal. Like I said, I wasn't trying to be mean or crass, but that's what it looked like to me. And here's the deal. Look, I know there's folks out there that you struggle with that very thing that I just mentioned. And you wish you didn't have to deal with, you know, loose-fitting dentures. Or you've got missing teeth. You've got failing teeth. Basically, you want a complete makeover of your teeth. And you may not know that this service is even available. Well, let me tell you what. Yellowstone Family Dental, there are people that travel from all across the United States to come to Montana
to visit Yellowstone Family Dental because they've got the latest technology, specialized training, all in one place, and they can deliver your new set of teeth in just one day. So if you're somebody who, you've got these dentures and you just hate them, and you're like, why am I dealing with this? Well, don't deal with it any longer. You can get some dental implants done. And man, I'm telling you what, these people are world class. Yellowstone Family Dental. Go to MontanaDentalImplants.com. MontanaDentalImplants.com today. And again, I'm not telling you to go find a new dentist if you've already got the dentist. This is not for a dental clean. This is for a total mouth makeover with some incredible technology. So if you're somebody who could really use that, again, go to MontanaDentalImplants.com. All right, let's see. We should, right after this break, we should be getting a phone call. She's in Montana, former Democrat presidential candidate, former Democrat congresswoman, and fellow Iraq war veteran Tulsi Gabbard should be with us right after this. Stand by. And anyway, I know we'll have a few minutes with her. Hopefully, even more than that. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, open phones time for you to call in and talk about what you want to talk about as well. Well, I think you might have noticed I waited until I got off the airplane and I was back home safely in Montana before I said a word about this. Yeah, I ran into Chuck Schumer. Yeah, that's right. That Chuck Schumer. I ran into Chuck Schumer in the D.C. airport on my way back to Montana. So, you know, I had to say something. If you missed the story, I wrote about it. Go to MontanaTalks.com. Plus, just why what I had to say got so under his skin. MontanaTalks.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, let's jump right into it. I tell you what, I have put several interview requests out over the years to try to get Tulsi Gabbard on Montana Talks. But hey, she's in Montana, and now we finally get the honor of having Tulsi Gabbard on Montana Talks, former Democrat congresswoman, former Democrat presidential candidate, and more importantly, a fellow Iraq war veteran. Tulsi Gabbard, great to have you on this show. How's your time in Montana thus far?
Thank you so much, Aaron. It has been absolutely fantastic. I have not been to your state before. This is my first visit here, and literally within two steps of walking out that airport, my husband and I just stopped and looked at the mountains and took a deep breath and said, oh my gosh, we love this place. So it's wonderful to be here.
Well, you were in Whitefish on Monday for this big Take Back Title IX rally to defend women's sports, to defend girls' sports, and so much more. How was the rally, and what was the message that you wanted to send to Montanans at that rally in Whitefish on Monday?
You know, at a time where there is so much hyper-partisanship and divisiveness, there are fundamental principles that we must come together around as Americans, and this is true of us across the country. And it's also true for Montanans here. As you look to a highly contested U.S. Senate race, one of those fundamental principles we need to stand together on is the principle of objective truth. And the subject of the rally with Riley Gaines and others was the objective truth of the biological differences between men and women and boys and girls, and that we need to stand together for equality and fairness for women and girls in sports and education, something that President Biden has just taken egregious step to destroy Title IX, which provided that equal playing field over 50 years ago. And by the way, whose actions Senator John Tester here supports. We must come together, men and women, boys and girls, and stand together for objective truth and for our women and girls who are seeing opportunities taken away from them through Joe Biden's destruction of Title IX.
I had some listeners, you know, we mentioned how big this is that Tulsi Gabbard's in Montana. And so some listeners said, well, Aaron, what do you think of Tulsi Gabbard? And I've said this before on the show. I said, look, I said, you know, she was a Democrat member of Congress. I'm obviously conservative. I said, so I never agreed with Tulsi Gabbard on every issue. But then again, I didn't even agree with some Republicans on every issue either. I said, but I always had respect for her, and certainly I respected her service in Iraq.
And those of us who've served in the military, we get it. We've served left and right with so many great Americans, different backgrounds, different beliefs. And so there is that, there's that mutual respect there. There's that love of country. And there's that idea that, hey, we don't have to agree on everything to still respect one another. And that's being lost in so many circles around America right now.
You're exactly right. And it's unfortunate, but it speaks to the crisis that we face as a country right now. And, you know, I am here. I'll be here again all day tomorrow. I take off early Friday morning, but I'll be campaigning with Tim Sheehy tomorrow. Really because of what we are facing. Obviously, both he and John Tester have served our country in uniform. I respect them both for the service that they gave and the sacrifices that they and their families made.
But actually, Tester didn't serve in the military himself.
He did not.
No, he didn't. I think he had a family member, though. But if he did, yeah, certainly we'd thank all who served. Yeah. Yep. Sorry to interrupt you there.
No. I'm glad you corrected me. The bottom line is, for people who've taken an oath, as John Tester has as a U.S. senator, to support and defend the Constitution, which you and I took as we served in uniform, as Tim Sheehy took, that oath is a very serious thing. And the choice that we have before us as Americans, again, Democrat, Republican, Independent, irrespective of that, we have to come together and defend those principles enshrined in our founding documents. The Biden administration and the Democrat elite in Washington are attacking our freedom of speech. They are attacking our Second Amendment rights. They are attacking and undermining our democracy and rule of law, all in their pursuit of power. And so while we will hear many different talking points throughout this election, the reality is that President Joe Biden, with the support, almost total support of every Democrat in Washington, is destroying this very country that we love and that we took an oath to serve.
That ties in with something else I've told listeners who've asked it. I said, when it comes to the biggest, most important issues of the day, and I think I played your portions of your CPAC speech, Tulsi Gabbard is spot on when it comes to pushing back against this radical woke agenda, especially targeting kids with this radical transgender agenda, and how they're pushing this on our military, and it's harming our military readiness right now as well. I mean, I had a mom call in. Her daughters serve in the military, and they were told, oh, yeah, no, you're going to have men enter your showers, and you better not complain about it, or you'll be the one in trouble. It's crazy.
Exactly. It is insanity. And this is where, you know, my call to action at the rally to protect girls' sports the other day, and just a call to action to all Americans is, you know, the things that we may disagree on, we need to be able to live in a free society where we can debate those things and have conversations. But if we are unwilling to take action around these things that are affecting our kids, that are affecting our ability to live in safe communities, that are affecting our ability to live in a country with secure borders, then we will lose the country that we love and that we cherish. And so, you know, this election is for me the most important of our lives because of what is truly at stake at an existential level for our country. And it's an opportunity for us to bridge those divides, Aaron, and actually come together around those founding principles, just as our founding fathers did.
Yeah, on top of pushing back against the radical woke agenda, you've been pushing back against another major threat where they're trying to undermine America. These attacks on the First Amendment, you referenced it, big tech and the news outlets censoring Americans, trying to silence Americans and shut down America. And then the weaponization of government, all topics that you've been speaking out on. You made the bold, courageous decision to leave the Democrat Party. We've got over 100,000 veterans here in Montana, very important voters in this upcoming U.S. Senate race here in Montana. You're going to be standing alongside a fellow veteran, Tim Sheehy, and his wife, Carmen, also a fellow veteran as well. There's some veterans that vote for the Democrat Party. Even there's a lot of them who don't like what they see. They don't like what's happening with our southern border. They don't like what's happening with this woke agenda. But yet they still feel like they have to wear the jersey. They have to vote for the Democrat Party. What would your message be to them on why they need to take that bold, courageous move that you've taken?
You know, my message for our brothers and sisters who've worn the uniform, but really for everyone who cherishes peace and freedom and who loves our country, is we must put our country first. This is the essence of the book that I just wrote and came out with. It's called For Love of Country, Leave the Democrat Party Behind. And really the heart of the book is rooted in my own experience of having been a Democrat for over 20 years, but always did my best to maintain that independent spirit and make decisions that put our country first, much to the ire of much of the Democrat leadership in Washington, who sought to destroy me and retaliated against me because of that decision. But if we are unwilling to stand with courage and put country before party, then we will no longer have this country that we love. We will no longer have the freedoms that we love. And it isn't just hyperbole. As you mentioned, we're already seeing the erosion of these fundamental freedoms happening before our very eyes, the retaliation against political opponents, using the Department of Justice and law enforcement. These are all things that are happening right now, and there are many, many pieces of evidence that prove that. And so, you know, even as you may not be happy with the candidates who are running, or you've got different agreements or disagreements, this is the moment where we've got to set those things aside and put our country first, as we have throughout our lives, and take action to stop those who are destroying our country. And in this election, that is Joe Biden and his administration. And here in Montana, I've looked at John Tester's voting record, and he's voted against securing our border. You know, you hear a lot of talking points. When you actually look at his record, it paints a pretty disturbing picture that to me does not serve the best interest of Montanans or Americans.
Yeah, he voted to allow men into girls' locker rooms, voted against girls' sports, and Riley Gaines held him accountable as well earlier this week. Tulsi Gabbard, such an honor to have you on this show. I've got 30 seconds before a hard break. Can you stick around for a few more minutes, or do you got to run? I understand.
Yes.
If you got to run. You
yeah,
can.
I'll
okay. Great, great. All right. Well, with about 20 or 30 seconds before the break, what do you think? Do you think Donald Trump might select you as a vice presidential running mate, potentially? Have you talked with him about it?
Only Donald Trump knows the answer to that question. I'm focused. I am completely laser focused on my mission, which is to do all I can to help save our country in this election, and then find a way to be in a place where I can serve my country and make a maximal impact to start to fix what is so broken in our government.
Oh, and we're so thankful that you are. Stand by. Quick break here with Montana Talks. More with Tulsi Gabbard right after this.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Fox News commentary.
L.A. taxpayers are funding a new high-rise homeless shelter with skyline views, a gym, and a cafe. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Never underestimate California's ability to waste tax dollars. After a state audit found that $20 billion pumped into the homeless crisis was essentially wasted, LA decided to take another bite of the apple with this venture. A taxpayer-funded high-rise for the homeless featuring a gym, a cafe, and skyline views. The 19-story tower has 228 studios and 51-bedroom apartments located in a $165 million complex packed with amenities right in the heart of Skid Row. This is being funded through Prop HHH, which was approved by city voters in 2016. State housing funds, as well as $56 million in state tax credits, will also be utilized. There's a reason we call it the Homeless Industrial Complex, because this only incentivizes homelessness at the expense of taxpayers. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Service half the price of Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, and you get the help a vet need.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, They really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more, .samhsa.gov.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Springs Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, time here to chat with Tulsi Gabbard, former Democrat member of Congress, former Democrat presidential candidate. In fact, Tulsi Gabbard, I remember when you were on the debate stage, and we had a Democrat governor, Steve Bullock, at the time, who thought he could run for president. And, you know, his big thing, he was against dark money. And then, of course, when he lost the U.S. Senate race in 2020, what did Steve Bullock decide to do now? He runs a dark money group. Surprise, surprise, right?
The level of doublespeak in too many of these politicians is just crazy. And quite frankly, Aaron, it's one of the reasons why so many people are justifiably sick and tired of our politics of today, because they have politicians who say one thing and do another, and ultimately it just proves that they are in it for themselves and their own advancement rather than the people.
Well, and John Tester is a perfect example of that. That's why he's earned the nickname the flip-flop flat top, the fake moderate. You know, it's interesting. I watched that debate between Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy and Liberal Senator John Tester Sunday morning. John Tester campaigned for office back in 2006, being against these wars, being against the massive government spending, against the Patriot Act. By golly, Sunday morning, he gave a full-throated defense of all of this massive government spending and Ukraine spending. And let's be honest, if Donald Trump were still president, there would not have been an invasion of Ukraine. There would not have been a war in Ukraine. But it's just amazing to me, this massive spending that's going to all these other countries instead of to America.
And this is where I really hope that voters are really paying attention to the records of people like John Tester, the records of people like President Joe Biden. You know, Joe Biden has said over and over again, as has John Tester, that, you know, they are for secure borders, and they blame Republicans for not passing a border security bill. But what they're not telling the American people is that that legislation and Joe Biden's recent executive order related to, quote-unquote, securing the border does not secure the border. Both of those pieces of legislation actually would institutionalize illegal immigration. They say, okay, well, there's a cap. Once, you know, 2,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 illegal immigrants cross the border, then we'll shut it down. And so I've been to the border in different states in our country, and I've seen the well-oiled human trafficking multi-billion-dollar machine that the cartels are running. All this does is tells them, okay, you can send over 2,500 people a day under Joe Biden's new rule. That's it. If you don't make the 2,500 cut, then you can come across the next day. It's a facade, and it's a lie, and it's a political campaign ploy to try to get people to vote for them when, in fact, they have no interest in securing the border whatsoever.
Pride flags hoisted over VA facilities, frontline VA workers being fired, VA resources going to illegals. Your thoughts about a minute to go before we wrap up the hour. Tulsi Gabbard.
We need leaders who will put our country and the interests of the American people first. John Tester here has the distinction of being the number one elected official in Washington who's received the most political contributions from lobbyists. We've seen how, unfortunately, even as a leader on the Veterans Affairs Committee in the Senate, he has failed to ensure that all of our post-9/11 generation servicemen and women are getting the care that they need. He had the opportunity to do it, and he fell far short. When you go down the issues, whether it's issues we've talked about here today about boys and girls locker rooms and open borders and, you know, spending hundreds of billions of dollars overseas while telling our soldiers, sorry, we're going to cut your education benefits. You haven't earned them enough. It's clear where their priorities stand. Look at their records, not their campaign talking points. And we've got to do our part to put our country and our interests, the American people's interests, first and foremost.
And Montana can do it. We are the most important state in the country this November. Tulsi Gabbard. On Monday's Montana Talks, it was Riley Gaines while she was on the ground in Whitefish, Montana. Tuesday, we had debate highlights from the Montana Broadcasters Convention and the big Senate race debate between Navy SEAL Tim Sheehy and Liberal Senator John Tester. What are we going to have coming up on Wednesday? Well, why don't you tell us? Because Montana Talks is called Montana Talks for a reason. It's because it's the show where you get to be heard. It's the show where you get to talk and be heard all across Montana. Montana Talks, we take it statewide, 9 to 10.